Call it American Idol for Young Inventors. This week in Atlanta, undergrads at Georgia Tech competed for cash prizes as the school honored its most innovative student inventors. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Susanna Capelluto reports.
The audience settles in at a concert hall at Georgia Tech. In the front row, a group of people hold up drumsticks.
Whenever Sarah comes out, we're going to hold them up in there. Go, Sarah!
This is the cheering section for Sarah Vaden, led by her father, Dave. Sarah is one of eight finalists for the $15,000 Inventor Prize. She invented a drum that changes pitch while you play it. On stage, Sarah has to convince the judges that her drum is something people want.
I actually believe that drums speak louder than words, so I'm going to go ahead and demo and let you guys hear for yourself. One drum, one sound. Let's put some engineering, creativity, and maybe a little pep into it.
Sarah uses a pedal to pump air into the drum while she plays. The event has the feel of an American Idol show, and that's intentional, says Craig Forrest, one of the Georgia Tech faculty members who came up with the idea.
We were trying to think of a clever way to change the culture here on campus so that more students were thinking about starting companies, were thinking about taking a quirky idea from their dorm room or their lab and bringing it out and showing it off in a big nerd fest.
The competition drew 300 entries, ranging from a French press that keeps coffee from turning bitter to a baseball cap that measures brainwaves and can warn drivers when they get drowsy. Some of the inventions were more related to college life.
My name's Matthew Hickey. I study mechanical engineering here at Georgia Tech. My team invented the Koozie Cooler, and it cools a beverage faster than a refrigerator.
10 minutes faster, in fact, and Hickey says it's portable. To win the competition, however, students need more than just a neat product, says Craig Forrest.
Bright and shiny robots are cool, but to win the Inventor Prize, it's got to be a real idea, something that people want, something that people will pay for.
This year's grand prize winner was a product called OmegaWare. It's a shirt with weights in it that athletes can use for strength training. Sarah's drum finished second, and she still got $10,000. Not bad for an undergraduate. Georgia Tech wants to expand this competition to include other universities and foster more creativity among college students nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.
This is NPR News.